Good morning, Richard Eckley here. Happy Wednesday morning to you. We're on a Wednesday, so on a relationship Wednesday, on your four keys to a healthier, happier you. And today we're talking about how your habits shape your children's habits. We all grew up and we all have different influences growing up. Usually it's our parents or guardian, whoever we're actually living with. They actually install their beliefs, their habits, their attitude onto us. If you think when you're born, you are like an open book, basically. You're like a book. The first page is the date you were born. So that's your date of birth. That's the first page of the book. And the last page of the book is the day you die. That's the end of your book. And in between, it's totally blank. It's all blank pages. Nothing's to be done. And you infill that with your life stories. You have your whole life story in this book. And the first, sort of like seven chapters, the first 7-8 years of your life, what actually writes this book for you is the people you're with, people that influence you, your guardians, your parents, whoever you're with around the most. They're the ones that influence the most. And they install their attitudes, their habits and their beliefs onto you. That's where you got all your beliefs from. You got your beliefs from your parents, your guardian, whoever you lived with growing up in those early years. That's when you're most open to be influenced, because your mind is like a sponge. It just absorbs whatever's around you. And the most common things that happen around you, you install that as your normality. And you think, well, that's how I should be, because that's my normal life. So as I said, if you've grown up in a war-torn country in those early years, you're used to war. If you're grown up in peaceful, quiet countryside, you're used to peaceful, quiet countryside. Whatever you've experienced growing up is installed into your belief system, and that's what you're used to. So if we think about that, our habits we have ourselves now, we're now passing on to our children. Our parents gave us their habits, their beliefs, their attitude. We watch what they were doing and we just copy their behavior. That's how we learn anything. We copy what we see, what we hear, what we talk about, what we smell, everything. All our five senses causes us to store it in our minds, and that's what makes us who we are. And likewise, our children are going to watch what we do and they're going to copy our habits. So our habits are actually influencing our children. So when you think about it, when those early years, when your kids are, say, from naught up to about 7 or 8, that's when we are influencing our kids the most. And they will watch what we do. Our habits, we will ingrain on our kids. And they won't do what we say, they'll do what we do. So we've got, perhaps you jump to anger quickly, they will do the same thing. Perhaps if we eat a lot of food, a lot of wrong sorts of foods, they'll do the same thing. If you go out and do sports, they want to do the sports. They'll copy your behavior in a lot of ways. And that's how we actually influence our kids, by what we do. So if we actually start to eat healthy, we start to perhaps save some money, perhaps develop a business, we perhaps to look after ourselves and try and create the best version of ourselves, our kids will see us doing that and they'll copy that behavior growing up, and that'll be their norm. So realizing our habits actually shape our children's habits by what we're doing. They're going to copy us. They're going to do what we're doing. They will do their own twist on it, their own turns on it, especially when they hit the teenage years. They'll go totally their own way and do their own thing. But it's in those early years when they're going to watch the habits we have, what we do, and they're going to copy that behavior and install it into their belief system. So it's so important to realize that our habits we have today are the habits our kids are going to have in the future. So if we actually think about, what do I want myself to be like? What do I want my kids to be like? Sometimes I've got to change my own habits first for my kids to have the habits I want them to have. So it's a system you actually think. And we're always learning throughout our life. We're always learning. We're always writing these pages in that book at different stages and different influences in our life as we go through different people you go with our peers, the people we meet, our friends, our relationships. They all will write different chapters in our book as we go through it. Once we get to that last chapter, that end of our book, it's looking back on your life and think, okay, who influenced me the most with my life? And who did I influence? What habits did I create that have helped other people create similar habits that I've got, which have helped them move themselves forward? So it's all good. There we are. Have yourselves a good one. All the best for now.